Welcome to Beautiful Feet Podcast. We've been going over the book of James. I know it's been a little while since I got on here, but we're going over the book of James. Right now we're going into chapter 3. We're going over the first section. The title of this is called Taming Your Tongue. I'm just going to jump right into it. Verse 5 and 6, it says, "How great a forest fire is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting the fire the entire course of life. The fire is a helpful tool that is in need of control. If it is not controlled, the fire will become dangerous. The way that we speak dictates the way we carry ourselves through the rest of the aspects of our life. There's a great power in our tongues. There is great power in the words that we speak. God created all things with His voice. We are also able to create and destroy with our tongue." That's such a miraculous thought right there, is it not? So you have a forest fire. Every single forest fire starts with a single spark. It starts with something tiny. Well, we look at our mouth, we look at our entire life, and we say, okay, wait a minute. The tongue is probably the most insignificant part of our body. All it does is form words. But what we don't understand is those words could be either something that we use to build people up or to break people down. We could build up our faith or break it down. We could build up our relationship with the Almighty God Himself, or we could tear it down simply with our words. God created all things with His voice. We are also able to create, or we're able to destroy. The question is, which one are you doing? Are you creating or are you destroying? Which one are you participating in? A fire, it is something that is very helpful, something that is very useful for our survival. The tongue is just as important to our faith, to our reputation, to us spreading the gospel. We must speak the word of God. But we cannot speak it in a way where we are not controlling what we say. We have to take control of it. It is our job to choose what we will do. Will we destroy people with our tongues, or will we build them up? It takes self-control and discipline to build someone or something up. It takes a lack of self-control and carelessness to destroy something. That's something to think about. It's very simple. This whole section, all it talks about is the importance of watching what you say. Are you using it for good or for evil? Are you building up your neighbor or are you breaking them down? Are you praying for people and loving them? Or are you trying to convince them that you are right, also breaking apart the relationship that you guys have? Something quick to think about, right? That's what we're going to be thinking about over this next week. Are you building up with your tongue, or are you breaking down? Let's pray. Father God, I know this is short, but I thank you. I pray that you would help us to speak your words, but speak them from a tongue that is controlled, that is tamed, that is not wild and without direction, Father God. I pray that you would give us the heart to guide our tongues in what we say, because that actually is an indication of how we live our life. So I thank you. I pray that you would be with us this week, Father God, that you would bless us in what we do and what we pursue. I pray that you would strengthen us, Father God, in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hope you guys are blessed by this. It's very short. It's very simple. Form what you say carefully. Build people up. Don't break people down. Have a great week. I'll see you guys next week.